Okay, so today's Zav Tzadi Test 99. We are on Tzadi Chesed Beis, I believe like the last line.
Last 5 words.
Yeah, Lame Messiah. So we had yesterday Rav Asi. Rav Asi said that if you give the wood to the Uman to make a kli, and then he breaks them, you're putter. He is putter because we say, meaning he's putter to pay you for the amount of the kli. He obviously has to pay you back for your raw materials. But he doesn't have to pay you for the value of the kli. Kevan, because an uman is kone b'shvach kli. An uman, basically, a craftsman, a contractor, is kone the kli, it's his. And then when he gives it to you, you sort of pay him for the kli. Okay. So, lema misayele. Let's say that we have a raya to this, that the uman is kone b'shvach kli. From the Mishnah, that's going to be on tomorrow's daf. Hanosein semer latzaba. You give wool to the dyer to color. Okay. The higdicho yore, and he burns it in the cauldron. He burns it. Therefore, it's obviously no good. No sein lo, so what does the tzavah have to pay back to the owner? No sein lo, demei tzamro. He has to pay back the value of the wool. He has to pay back the raw materials. Demei tzamro in, that's what he has to pay back, just the value of the material. Demei tzamro v'shivcho lo, but he doesn't have to pay back the value of the material and any additional increase in value to the wool. So, well, increase in value to the wool. He burned it. Yeah. So Gemara says must be lab shehegdicho la'achor nefila. Must be that he burned it after the color took effect. In other words, there's a process. He colored it and then he left it in for too long. So in other words, there was a benefit at a moment and then he burned it afterwards. So what there was some shvach and the ikoshivcha. The Gemara says that there already was a improvement in the wool. And on this, the Mishnah writes that he only pays the tzemer, not the shvach. Why won't he have to pay the shvach? Shma mina uman kone b'shvach kli. Must be because the uman is kone the shvach by making the item better. The uman is kone, right? The craftsman is kone it, and therefore here, when he burned it, he basically burned his own thing. When you want to get it back when it's finished, you're basically paying him as an exchange. But you're getting back. So therefore here, he was koning it, and when he burns it, he was burning his own item. So pay back the raw materials, we don't have to pay the shvach. Proves that uman's koning the shvach kli.
So
I'm not sure about that. I guess it depends on your contract. Maybe it could be a violation of breach of contract, but he would have to pay you back. He would have to give you, first of all, he would never
give you back
the raw materials, but he would never be in business after that. Right, but I guess theoretically, maybe yes. Amar Shmuel, Hachu Ma'askin, he says, no, this is not a raya, because you could say, what are we dealing with over here? Like you were saying, that he burnt it immediately. The shvach never took effect on the wool. As he put it into the cauldron, the water was too hot to start with. So he never was able to increase the value of the item. So the Gemara then says, so aval higdichu la'achar netfilu mai. So that according to Shmuel, if he burns it after it comes in, what would be the din? No sein lo demei tzamro v'shivcho. Would you then say that you have to pay the value of the tzemer, thank you, the value of the tzemer and the value of the shvach, meaning Shmuel argues because the uman is not kone b'shvach kli, and therefore, unlike what David was saying, he would not be able to keep it, he would not be able to own it, he would have to give that back as well. So lema Shmuel less made the Rav Asi. If that's the case, then Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav Asi, because Rav Asi holds uman kone b'shvach kli, and according to this diak, Shmuel will hold uman ain uman kone b'shvach kli, and we'd probably have to pass him like Shmuel, Rashi says, because da kaima like Shmuel bedini, because we usually pass like Shmuel when it comes to dine mamonos. And I guess we don't want to say that, because maybe Gemara seems to assume that uman is kone b'shvach kli. So amar lach Shmuel, so Shmuel says, he says, you know what? I can explain the example as follows. Hach of my eskidon, kigon de tzemer v'simon in the balabayas. V'tzaba agar yodehu de shakel. What happened here is not. This is a different case. Here, usually, I guess usually what happens is you give the dyer your wool, and he uses his raw materials to increase the value, and then you pay him for that. So here what happened was, is that the owner gave, not only did the owner give the wool, he also gave the raw materials. He gave him the tzeva, he gave him the color as well. So any of the shevach, the shevach is basically the combination of the wool and the color, and that shevach already belonged to the Baal HaBayis.
Right.
So that's why the uman won't be kone in this case, because he's not adding anything other than agar yodehu. He's just adding his labor. So he's not necessarily a craftsman, he's just adding his labor.
So he has to pay for both of them.
So in that case, he would have to pay for both. You can't necessarily prove from our Mishnah that Uman Kol Nishmachli or ain't Uman Kol Nishmachli. So Ihachi, if that's the case, though, the Gemara says that's not a, that can't be, because then our Mishnah should say, no sin lo demet sam. If he burned it, achor nefila, we would say you have to pay, according to this, you would have to give the tzemer and the shevach, because the tzemer and the shevach already belong to the owner before we even started. But if he didn't own it, maybe you would say if he didn't own the wool and it's the dyer's wool, then he would only have to pay the demet tzemer, because the shevach is kone by the uman. He collects it. Then Shmuel says, the Gemara says, it can't be, because then the Mishnah should have said, no, no, demet samar of a simani boile. It should have said that you pay him back the value of the tzemer and the value of the dyes that he gave him. The Gemara says, El Shmuel de chuyu kamadchle. Rather, what Shmuel is doing here is coming to say, we tried to bring a raya from this Mishnah, and Daf Kuf, that uman kone mishvachli. Shmuel says there are ways to interpret this Mishnah to say not. So not that I don't hold that way, just don't use this Mishnah, because this Mishnah I can interpret in other ways. That's why he says, Shmuel, the Chuy Kamad Hilei, he just, Rashi says, Kolom Miras Nisan, Lo Tisayei, V'lo Mishun Nishma Minei Shmuel Poli. Don't say it's because Shmuel argues on the Rav Asi. Rather, he says, get a better proof. You know, intellectual honesty was more than. He wanted to make sure that you had a real proof, and this is not a real proof. So now the Gemara is going to bring a raya the other way, of Ein Uman Kone Bishmachli, that the Uman does not Kone, meaning it doesn't belong to him. And I guess when you pay for it, I guess he's just holding it as collateral. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, so Tashma, Hanosin Taliso Luuman. You give your talis, you give your cloak to an Uman, that I guess that he should fix it. Right? They point out that it's pointing out with Kablonos. Kablonos is a contractor, which means it's not an hourly wage. It's to for a finished product, sort of like what a contractor is. And then we have like a hybrid today when it comes to plumbers, who charge you by the hour and charge you a fee. But usually in the Gemara times, there's day labor, which is an hourly wage, or kaplanos, contractor, which is basically get it done and right, per diem, per job, whatever. Yeah, okay. So Tashma Hanosin Taliso Luuman Gemarova Hodio. The Uman finishes the job, and he tells the talis owner that it's by him. He doesn't want to hold on to it. He says, come pick it up. Pick it up and pay me. So, afilu mikan vasari yamim, eino over ala mishum baltalin. Even if he comes from here 10 days, 10 days obviously is just a number, but even if he doesn't come for a while, the owner is not violating the isser of baltalin. Baltalin means you have to pay overnight, you have to pay before the nightfall. But that only applies to day laborers. Here we're saying it doesn't apply to this uman. It's eino over baltalin, because basically, the idea is that I don't owe him the money yet. I only owe him because the uman has the mashkon. Not a problem. I'm not holding anything back. He has the item. He's the item in the hand. A day laborer doesn't have any item. It's collateral. He's picking. Right. He's picking apples.
You have to pay passive function. Every time he drops something off at the clean, he's got to pick up the same day.
Well, if they would have it ready the same day, I would be happy to pick it up the same day.
But you don't pay enough money.
That's right. Maybe I'm going to the wrong cleaners. Maybe I'm going to the wrong cleaners. Okay. So that's why I go to that cleaners. So, Eino over Rishum lo talin. But, Nasna lo b'chatzi hayom. If the Uman already gave it back to him at 2 o'clock, so he is not holding it anymore. And then, Kevon sheshaka lav hachama, once sun sets, over lam b'shum lo talin. So the cleaners comes and delivers it to me, and, right? And I don't pay him. Usually they have a credit card on file, but I don't pay him. So at night, I'm over on Baal Talin. Remember now, Baal Talin only applies, Gemara says, V'isak adaitach una b'shom over kone b'shvach kli, am I over mishum Baal Talin? If Uman is kone b'shvach kli, why is there a violation of Baal Talin? Rashi says, am I over ha'izivuni kamizavin le'nihile v'lo schirisu? This is not a hiring. Basically, as David pointed out before, is that when Uman's kone b'shvach kli, it's his. When I give him back the money, I'm not paying him for the work. I'm basically purchasing the item back from him. So there's no issur of baal talin for a purchase price. You're selling me your item. You give it to me. You make the kinyan. I didn't pay you for it. It's still valid. I owe you the money, but I'm not violating the issur of baal talin, because baal talin only applies to a sphirus. But here, if the Uman was Kone, then there would be Baal Talin. The fact that we say there is Baal Talin by the Uman shows that he's not Kone B'Shvach Kli, because meaning that it is a din of sphirus. I'm paying him for the work, as opposed to paying him back, Temuras, the item. So the Isak Adaitech Uman Korim Shvachli am I over Mishal Batolin. So Amar of Mari Breder of Kahana. Here we're talking about Bigarda the Sarbala the Leka Shivcha. Seems to be like sort of a stamper, right? Or not a stamper, like someone who plucks out the wool, right? Rashi says Bigarda the Sarbala, like a blessed who says Plokier Bigadim. Does that mean he's plucking? Is that the language that he pulled? He's removing something from the wall, so he's plucking. So that the Leka Shvacha, that there's no Shevach here, because I guess, why are you giving it to him? There's no Shvach. But he's saying that there's no, it doesn't increase the value, because if he left it the way it was, he quotes a Rashi above Metzia on the side. He says if you left the item the way it was before, then the Beged would last longer. So I guess here this is something that's done to the Beged that makes it look prettier now. But the, you know, so it looks prettier now, but in the long run, it's detrimental to the item, and therefore there's no real increase in the value. So what's going on in this mission, in this case, is that really Uman is Kone Vishvachli.
It's over here, it weakens it, but it also enhances its value.
Right, but for the time being.
Because it looks better.
Because it looks better now, but it's going to not last as long. So I guess it's a trade-off, okay. So the value might end up being the same. The only way I can think. Otherwise, you're increasing the value. So that's why here you're over on Baltalin, because there's no Uman, there's no Umanus. And Uman is not Kone Bishvachli, because there's no Shvach. So therefore, it becomes a labor. Really, if you would have added Shvach to it, then Uman Kone Bishvachli. Here, since it's just plucking these things out, it's not Kone Bishvachli. So the Gemara says, which I think is a question that we have, is Sof, Lemai Yahave Inili, right? Lirakuke, and Kaven Lirakuke, and Kaven Lirakuke, Hainu Shivacha. Then why did I give it to the guy? I gave it to the guy to do something to it. So it's beneficial to me now. So he's adding value to it. If that's the case, he's adding value to me now. Right? That's the Shvach. Because I guess people like the softer wool and to look pretty for now, as opposed to keeping it for having coarse wool for a longer time. Correct. So the Gemara says, Lotzricha, what's the case? Again, we're trying to prove that this is not a case of Uman. Because if this is the case of an Uman, then you're over in Baal Talin, then we prove he's not Kone Bishvachli. So he says, Lo Tzricha, da agre le bitche, and bitche bima'ata da hainu skiris. Bitche means, I thought that means to kick, right? To stamp. So maybe you're giving him over, Rashi says, v'sachro le darka, the darka, to trample on it. You gave it to him to trample on the wood, v'hisna imo, and you made the t'nai with him, what? What?
It's not the wood, cloth.
The wool cloth. V'sichro l'darko, v'hisne imo schum hadrichos kol dricha b'ma. And I guess he pays him for each stamping. Like gives him a penny for a stamp. V'schir yomhu v'lo kablon delikne b'shvacha. Remember, the kablon is the guy who will only care about the finished product. Here, I'm giving this to him to stamp. How many times you stamp, I'm paying you per stamp. Every time you stamp on this cloth or this wool, that's what I'm going to pay you. So you're no longer a kaplan, you're not an uman, you're a schiris. And therefore, if it's schiris, remember, schiris is per item or per time or per stamp. Kaplan is per finished product. So if you stamp 10 times, I'll give you 10. Stamp 20 times, I'll give you 20. I'm not really concerned about the final product. I'm only paying you for the amount of times that you stamp. So that's the schiris. By schiris, you have a violation of altalin as opposed to an uman, because there's no kone b'shvach. That's why you have a violation. And the Gemara then says, as unclear as I was before, this is even more unclear. Ulamai desalik adaitin meikara de lo agri lebitche. That which we said originally, that the Brisa was not dealing with a case of stamping or stomping on it, rather it was just a case of kablonis. Originally we said, I gave him the talis to fix, right? So that's a case of kablonis, of contracting. Nevertheless, the Brisa there said that it was baltalin. I don't understand it. We just prove that that's not the case. So the Gemara is saying, that which we thought was the case, it would have been Misaili le Rav Sheshes. That's a proof to Rav Sheshes. The Bolimine Rav Sheshes, because they asked Rav Sheshes, Kablonos over La Mishum Batolin, O Eno over. Is Kablonos, when it comes to contracting, you don't pay back after the product is complete, is that a din of Baltosif? Is that a din of Baltolin? Or is it not a din of Baltolin? So for Amrlu Rav Sheshes, over. That it would be, he would violate Baltolin if you don't pay him back. So that would have been a proof, but it's not a proof because that's not the case. So the Gemara then says, Lema de Rav Sheshes, Pliga ad Rav Asi. Rav Sheshes says that you have a concept of Baltalin when it comes to a contract, when it comes to a kavlan. Right? Lema de Rav Sheshes, Pliga ad Rav Asi. Let's say that he argues on Rav Asi, meaning Rav Sheshes, who holds that there's an Isser of Baltalin by the Uman who works new kaplanos, maybe he's cholik on Rav Asi, and he holds, Rav Sheshi holds, ein uman kone b'shvachli, whereas Rav Asi holds uman kone b'shvachli, because, and therefore, what would happen then? So if I gave the wood to the uman to make the teva, and after he makes the closet, whatever it is, he breaks it, he would have to pay me the value of the closet because he's not kone it; it's mine. That would be a copy of ein uman kone b'shvachli. So if he holds, now how does that work? If he holds of Baal Tullin by the uman, he also holds. Let's hear Rashi. Name a pliga of Rashi of the Rav Asi. You see it? It's like about almost midway down. Dimitika Amar over, right? When he says that you're over on Baal Tullin, must mean kasavar ain uman of kash kone b'shvachli. Must be that uman is not kone b'shvachli. Why? Velo zvinin in you. Because when we say uman kone b'shvachli, that means he owns the object. When I pay the uman, I'm paying a purchase price. But if I'm saying that, and therefore there's no Baal Tullin, but if I'm saying there is Baal Tullin, that means I'm not paying a purchase price. If I'm not paying a purchase price, that means the uman wasn't kone, and that's why there's Baal Tullin.
So what are you paying then?
I'm paying him for the work.
And not just for what he did so far?
I'm paying for the work that he did. I'm paying for what he added. I'm paying for the work. Uman kone b'shvachli means I'm paying basically when he makes the object better, he owns the object, and when I pay him, I'm paying him back for the object.
Well, how do you know if he just does work?
If he just does work, there is lo solon.
There is.
But if he's at a purchase price, there is no Baal Tullin. If I'm buying it from him, there's no Baal Tullin. It's only if I owe him money for the work that he did. But if he's kone it, that's what we said before, if he's kone the item, then when I'm giving him money, the money I'm giving him is not necessarily for the work. The money I'm giving him is to buy back the object. So when it comes to a mechira, there's no Baal Tullin. I owe him money, but there's no Baal Tullin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case.
So if the item's stolen when he has it, then...
Whatever the nafkamina ramifications are, you have to work out, yes. Amr Shmuel, but he still owes him. He still has to pay him back the more materials that he gave him.
Right.
He's not going to get away scot free. So Amr Shmuel Bar Acha, no, what's going on here? B'shlicha d'igrisa. We're talking about where he was a shliach. He was a messenger, basically. He was a delivery boy. That's the case that he's a delivery boy. I don't what does that mean. When Rav Sheshi says that you violate Baal Tullin by a kaplanus, because by a messenger, the idea, I mean, it's not overnight delivery, which is different. But those days, messenger was. Not necessarily to work per hour, just get the job done.
Right.
Get it delivered. So that's a kablon. So in that case, he would say...
It's like Pony Express.
Maybe. But that's a kablon. Rashi says, but kablon is he, shelo schar liyom, el holich lo igeris l'makom poni. It wasn't overnight delivery. The idea was I just gave it to him to get it to point B. By he come Rav Sheshi to over the leka shichla de likne. There Rav Sheshi says that type of kablon you would violate Baal Tullin because there's no shvach. If there's no improvement in the item, there's no kinyan by the uman, and therefore it's schiris. So by schiris you'd have the Baal Tullin. But he doesn't necessarily argue with Rav Asi.
The improvement is that the letter got to where it's supposed to get.
That just moved the letter from point A to point B. The letter has not inherently increased in any value.
That's an improvement for the sender who now...
But that's not an improvement in the item. The item is worth A to begin with, and there's no inherent increase in the value of the item. It was moved from point A to point B. You needed it in point B, so it's a benefit to you. It's not an inherent improvement in the item. The item's not worth more now. The item did his job. It's not worth, there's no inherent value. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, the concept of uman kone b'shvachli is that a machlokes tanoim. So lema kitanoi. Maybe this is a machlokes tanoim. So we have the following case in a brisa. This is a case of we saw this in Kiddushin, I think. The woman gives gold to the goldsmith, right, who's the uman, and she says to him, "Aseli sheirim," which I think means make me some sort of jewelry, right? Make me some sort of jewelry or nizamim v'tabaos. Those are rings or nose rings or rings. The akadesh licha, and I will become. Mikudash to you, I guess it's you. Basically, you'll forgive the amount that I owe you for doing the work, and that will be the kesef of kiddushin, right? That will be the kesef of kiddushin. So kevon she'asan, the Rav Meir says here, kevon she'asan once, and he agrees, I guess. So once he makes this tachshitin mikudashes, the Rav Meir, they are mikudash via the forgiveness of the money that she would owe that for the work. That's called the schar pulasa. Divrei Rav Meir. The Chachamim omrim ainu mukudeshes ad shegiya mamon liyada. Chachamim say she's not mukudesh until money reaches her hands. So my mammon, what is mammon? We said ilei ma'osa mammon. If it means osa mammon, meaning the tachshitim that mechlad the Rav Meir suffer osa mammon lo, that would mean the Rav Meir says she's mekudash, means she doesn't need that money, and therefore what? So what was she mekadosh with? Ela b'may mekadosh. Ela pshita. What the chavim mean to say is my mammon mammon acher. He has to, in order for the kedushin, he has to give her something else. Meaning he cannot be mekadosh her with the forgiveness of the amount that she owes.
So he's not covering this item. So we're going back to what we said.
But we're trying to prove, Uma Kona Mishvachli or not.
Yeah,
so the Gemara says, let's say, you're jumping the gun. The Gemara says, Visavrua, the Kule Alma, everyone thought that we're going on over here, that there are two variables here. That Yeshna the Schirah Smitchil Ratzof, Uva the Kule Alma Mekash Bemilva in Mekudesha. So everyone holds, number two, everyone holds, we're assuming everyone holds that you cannot be Mekash Bemilva. Woman owes the guy money, and he forgives the loan. Ainam Mekudeshes, because she's not giving her anything because the money is supposed to be used. So Ainam Mekudeshes. And number two, or number one that they hold, is Yeshna Leschiras Mitchil V'Atzof, which is something that we saw also a few times, right? That when you do that, when a person gives work to an owner, and a couple others, giving her the contractor, so every time that the worker does work valued at a Shavar Pruta, does it mean that at that moment in time, the Balabais now owes him that pruta, and you basically you amass that amount towards the end. Oh, and basically, so therefore what happens, he does a pruta's worth of work, I owe him a pruta, he's basically loaning me that amount. He does another pruta, until he does it's $100, and therefore I have a $100 loan on him that I have to pay back. Or do we say that, no, that ain't schira ela amitzof, I don't owe him anything until he completes the job, which would mean I wouldn't have to pay the contractor anything until I'm satisfied that the punch list is complete. It'd be a big problem, because you'd have a cash flow issue. So those are two hanachot. Those are two presumptions that we're making. Okay, and you're not mekadesh b'milva. So therefore, what would be the machlokas here? Like you were saying, so my love, but uman koneh b'shvach kli b'mithgli. The machlokas would be is whether the uman is koneh b'shvach kli. The Rav Meir, the Sava Rav Meir says uman koneh b'shvach kli. The uman is koneh b'shvach kli. Therefore, when he gives her the tachshitim, he's giving her his item that he was koneh for via the work, and that's why it's mikudeshes. The rabbanan savri, the rabbanan would hold ein uman koneh b'shvach kli. Therefore, when he's giving her back, it's not that he's giving him anything that's his, and therefore he's just being mochel on the schar pula, and you can't be doing that because that's a halva, and halva everyone agrees is not mikudeshes. So how do you say that this? We basically said this. The machlokas.
Well,
so the problem is that he has to give her something of value. So if you say that ain uman koneh b'shvach kli,
so he gives back something that was hers to begin with.
That was hers to begin with, and the forgiveness.
He gave the value of the work.
But the forgiveness of the if ain uman koneh b'shvach kli, there was nothing that was his.
No, he did work.
The work is basically a milva, we said here. She owes him the, and he's forgiving her for that amount. But that's a milva. That the hanacha here is that's not considered. That's you can't do a kaddish with that milva. So we have two assumptions. I guess you can't marry with all the cash receivable. So there were two points here, two assumptions. In order to break this proof, just knock out the two assumptions, what the Gemara does. The Gemara says, no, kuli alma ain uman koneh b'shvach kli. Everyone agrees ain uman koneh b'shvach kli. Elahacha b'yesh l'schirah mitfilatzof kamithikli. The Machlokas says whether or not this schirah mitfilatzof, meaning do I owe him at every point in time, or do I owe him only at the end? Rabbi Meir's Tavar, ain l'schirah el basof, that I only owe him at the very end. That the schar of the uman is only when the uman brings me the finished product, and therefore you see that the uman is not mikadesh's mechilas milva because it's schar. In other words, if I only owe the uman at the end of the time, so when the uman comes and now forgives that amount, he's not forgiving a loan, he's forgiving demei schiris, which I guess is enough to be mikadesh. It's not a milva. Right, but if uman right, that's what they were saying before. But if you say that uman's koneh mitchilav atzof, that means at every moment in time that he finishes a piece of work, I owed him money there. The fact I'm not paying him is because it was turned into a loan. If it was turned into a loan, it's halva and ain mekadesh b'milva. So that could get rid of one side. Or you can say if you by saying the kuli amayesh mitchilav mischiras mitchilav atzof, everyone agrees based on mitchilav atzof and it becomes a loan. The machlokas is whether you mekadesh b'milva with a loan or not. Right? V'hacha mekadesh b'milva kamifli. The Rav Meir suffer mekadesh b'milva mekudeshes. Rabban suffer mekadesh b'milva ain mekudeshes. And that would be the machlokas. Meaning you don't have to say that the machlokas here is whether uman koneh b'shvach kli. The machlokas can be uman koneh b'shvach kli. The machlokas can be yesh mitchilav mitchilav atzof. The machlokas can be whether you mekadesh b'milva or not.
Everybody agrees that he becomes a loan.
If we say that. In other words, we're making assumptions. We're trying to make the assumptions. So when we made two assumptions, we were left with saying that the machlokes has to be whether or not Uman is Kohen B'Shvat Kli. But once we get rid of those assumptions, then we can say that it's one of those assumptions that's the machlokes, right. Not Uman Kohen B'Shvat Kli. Okay. Rava explains the machlokes differently. Rava Omer, Dekule Alma, Reyeshna L'Shchiros Mitchila Sof. He says we're going to hold all three assumptions. Get rid of them. There is Shchira Mitchila Sof, and therefore it's a milva. So he's mikdash by forgiving it. He's mikdash b'milva, and the kuli alma hamikdash b'milva ain't mikudeshes. Everyone holds that mikdash b'milva is not mikudeshes, and the kuli alma ain't uman kol mishvakli. And they all hold the uman is not kol mishvakli. So what's the machlok? What's going on here? He makes an ukimta elahacha mayeskinan. He goes shehosif la nofech mishalo. He gives her a nofech. A nofech, right? Nofech sapir v'yalom must be a pretty piece of a stone, some sort of gemstone that he puts in there. That's when he returns her the item.
It says here it's an emerald.
Okay, good. Which is a gemstone, correct? Just want to make sure. What? He doesn't. He gives her something else. He gave her along with it. He wrapped that. He wrapped the stone in there. Right. So Rav Meir Savar Milve Pruta Daita Pruta. Rav Meir Savar Milve Pruta Daita Milve. Question is, when someone forgives the loan and gives you a little money to begin with, what is her das on? Is her das going to be on the fact that the loan was forgiven, or is das going to be on that extra item that was given? So if her das is on the extra item that was given, so it's not Mikudeshes B'milvis, therefore it's Mikudeshes. That's Rav Meir. If her das is going to be on the fact that he forgave the loan, then that's going to be like Chachamim over here, and therefore she would not be Mikudeshes because she's being Mikudeshes on via the milvah. I think there's a big difference. If you forgiving a loan and putting an extra pruta and giving back an item and putting an emerald. I mean,
doesn't it depend on how much the loan was and how much?
Well, that's what I just said. It. I don't. And maybe it goes.
If the loan was $1 million and the stone's worth $1,000.
What's the difference of the
cost? Is going to be on.
But maybe they made up. You could assume it's similar amount, or they made up in advance that I'm going to forgive the loan, and she takes that as a given. And then the loan comes in, the $1 million forgiveness comes in with an extra $2. She's like, oh, look at that, he gave me an extra $2.
I don't care what the woman's intention is. Okay. What? Why would he care what the woman's intention is? Why would I give him an extra
$2? Yeah, but she has to accept it. It's not like a get. Kedushin, she has to accept it. So what's she accepting?
No, but she's accepting the loan because she got both payments. She's accepting
right, but she has to accept it for Torah's Kedushin. If she's accepting something that doesn't.
See, the exact opposite. She wants the end result, just like how it gets there.
Right, okay, we got to move. Okay.
Yeah.
With Pluta the Hani Tanai, and this machlokus about whether her intention is on the Pruta or on the Milva is similar to another machlokus Tanai, the Tanya of the following case. Right? The man says to her, I finished the work, you be Mukadeshus to me, I'll forgive you the. He already finished the work. So now for sure it's a Milva, because he's not going to pay her, so that's Ein Mukadeshus. That's the work that I already did. Bisharsha Esa Imach. For the work that I will do, Harezim Mekudesh, meaning you give me something, I will do that work, and I'm going to forgive you. I won't let you have, I won't charge you at all from the beginning. So nothing was transferred into a milva yet, because I'm saying from the beginning. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, Mekudeshes. Rav Nasan Omer, Bishar She'esa Imach Ein Mekudeshes. Still, it's not Mekudeshes, because he's going to say, Yesh L'Shchira Mitchilva Atzof, and every put that he does turns into a milva, and therefore it's mikdash b'milva. The kosher game is karsha sisimach. The kosher game, if I do it in the future, right, in the past, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, the MS Amru, this is the halacha, beim is karsha siti imach, beim is karsha esa imach, ainu mikudeshes, not mikudeshes, veim hostif la nofech mishalom mikudeshes, but if he adds his emerald, then it will be mikudeshes. So bein tanakam Rabbi Nasan, ika benayo spheris. The machlos in tanakam Rabbi Nasan is whether or not you say mitzvah spheris mitzvah vatsof. If you say there is serious Mikudeshes, the whole thing is a milveh, and therefore he can't be Mikudeshes. If you say ain, then it's not. Then he's just forgiving an amount, and therefore she's Mikudeshes. Now, Machlokas from Nasan, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, is Igabin Ayav Milveh Pruta. The Machlokas is about this nofech, is whether or not you forgive the loan and add a little bit extra to it. According to Rabbi Nasan, ain't a Mikudeshes, because he would hold that you are focused on the forgiveness of the loan, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, your focus is on the extra amount, just like the nofech, focus on the extra amount, and you would be Mikudeshes. Okay, next. Amar Shmuel, this is different. Tabach Uman Shekilkel, this is why you have to have malpractice insurance, these cases. Tabach Uman Shekilkel Chayev L'Shalem. If I gave my animal to the Shochet, who's the expert Shochet, in order to shecht it, and he messes up, and he turns my animal into an Avela, Chayev L'Shalem, he has to pay me the damage, right? And Kol Shekin, if I gave it to a non-expert, but he shouldn't have put himself out there to do it, because he's a mazik who posheyahu, he's a mazik, he's posheya, v'nasika omer lo shchotli mikan, v'shachal lo mikan. As if he said, shech me over here, and he shechted over there. He messed up, I pay him. So the Gemara says, lamli the name of mazik hu posheyahu. Why does he mean he's a mazik and he's a posheya? What's the difference? Why do you have to both lashonos? So the Gemara says, I amar mazik hu, had he just said that he's a mazik, that he's a damager, then I would think that it would only be chayev if I gave him money, if I paid him. That's why he's chayev, because lo. But if it was aved b'chinam, then I wouldn't, because what would be the difference? Right, but therefore what? So what? So therefore he would be chayev as a mazik, but he's not posheya. Therefore, aval hecha the ka'avi b'chinam lo kamashma posheyahu. That's why he says he's a posheya, because it's even pshia and he's chayev even b'chinam, even if he's not getting paid. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lamalei lemeimer mazikhu and posheyahu. I amar mazikhu. How he just said mazik havamina. I would have thought that this kilkul is not similar to the onus. It basically, therefore, he's basically compared to an adam hamazik. And therefore, you'll be chayev b'onis. But hani mili hecha deka avid sachar. That's only he would be chayev sachar, because a somer a sachar is chayev b'onsin. Ala hecha deka avid b'chinam. When it comes to chinam, if there's no payment, then he's not chayev b'onsin. Like a shomer chinam is not chayev b'onsin. But therefore, he comes to say that he's a posheya. You're saying that he's like an adam amazik. He's a posheya, and he's chayev for everything, even for onsin. Okay. So Esvei Rav Chama Bar Guria Shmuel. So Rav Chama Bar Shmuel asked Shmuel from the following brisa. Right, Shmuel said, if you give the animal to a butcher and he messes it up, then he's chayev. So Hanosein Behema LeTabach. The brisa says, if I give the behema to a butcher in order to shecht it, v'nibla, and it became an avela. Uman Potter. If he's an uman, if he's an expert, he's Potter. But he's a hedgehog, he's chayev. And hedgehog, he would be chayev. The im no saying, let's finish reading it. The im no saying sachar, and if he pays the shochet, so bain hedjot, bain uman chayev. Whether he's, then it makes no difference. The difference being over here is that if you don't pay the tabach, you're doing it gratis, he would be chayev. Shmuel's case was no matter what. And he said mazik and posheya that he's chayev. So amr leish, Shmuel says back to Chama Bar Guria, la'akar mochach, you're muddling and messing up the waters. Don't bother me with this. So asah humi rabban and kamosile. So another talmidim came and asked him the same question. So amr leish, because Shmuel says back to him, Hashta shakalta my deshata chavach. You're just asking the same question that your friend asked, right? And why are you asking that? Kamino chwana Rav Meir, the karmisi the Rabbanan. I'm holding like Rav Meir, and you're hacking me with the shita of Rabbanan. I mean, they had no idea that he was relying on Rav Meir's shita, and they're asking him for a brisa of Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Amai lo dayati mili shani omer. Why weren't you medayik? What we just said, I said maziku posheyahu nasika omer lo shchot lemikan v'shachol mikan. Ma'is leil hai svara. Who has this svara that you have to be very careful like this? Right. That's Rabbi Meir who, right? It's Rabbi Meir, the Amar, mi boile le mirme anashe. The person should be really very careful, and because he's not careful enough, he would be chayev. So now I can try to figure out which Rabbi Meir is this. So hi, Rabbi Meir. Right? Eli, because Shmuel is holding like Rabbi Meir. Hi, Rabbi Meir. Eli, ma hi, Rabbi Meir. If you say this is the following Rabbi Meir, Ditnan, learns in the Mishnah, and Daf Mem Hei, Kisharo Ba'alav Bimosera. The owner ties up the shore with a strong rope, and he locked the door appropriately. The yatsa of the hizik, and the shore still manages to get out and do damage. The din over there is bein tam bein mu'ud, chayev Rav Meir. Rav Meir says it's foreseeable. He should have done a better job, and he says you're chayev. He says no, that can't be that over there because hasam v'kray pligi. The machlokas over there was a machlokas how to interpret the psukim. Let's go back down. It's back on Daf Mem Hey, but there was a machlokes with klal prat klal, it's reboy mir to reboy. It's nothing to do with the fundamental shita. It was just how to darshan the psukim. So that can't be the Rav Meir to say that you need this increased awareness. El ha Rav Meir, maybe it's the following Rav Meir. Ditan tomorrow's Daf. You give litzvo lo edom. I give it to the wool dyer to make it red. Litzvo shachlor, and he makes it black. Shachlor litzvo edom. I get to make it black. He makes it red. Rabbi Meir Omer no say lo to make samro. Or you have to pay him back the value of the wool. Now the chora, the tamar of Meir, that he's mechayev, is because he should have paid attention more what the owner was asking, and therefore so to here he should have paid attention more to the shechita. So Gemara says no, hasam biyadayim kilo minei. There in the Mishnah of Meir's mechayev because he did something with yadayim, he did it with kavana. I think assumption being is that he's sort of there, he should have paid more attention, but not, I guess it, he did it purposely. I don't know why he's saying he did it purposely. Rashi says, Shiniskavim Lishanos. See, now that Mishnah over there is, you gave me black, I'm making you red. You give me red, I'm making it black. Okay, so therefore it's Kavana. But here the case of Shochet is not the Kavana, so maybe it's not, that's not the Rav Meir. So Ella, Ha Rav Meir, it's the following Rav Meir. I think it's the Tanya. I had it earlier in the Masechta also. Nishbar Akado Velo Silka, his pitcher shatters in the Rosh Ravim, and he doesn't remove it, right? Nafla Gamalo Velo Gmida, his Gamal falls down Rosh Ravim, I guess these are all Onitsim, and he doesn't pick it up, and therefore people don't trip on these items. Rav Meir Omer Chayiv in Nizkan. Rav Meir says, Yechayiv in the Nezek. The Chum Amrim Pater Bidine Adam Chayiv in Yishamayim. Chum say, Yepater Bidine Adam Yechayiv in Yishamayim. The Chayim Alam bin Nizkal Poshehu Pligi. The Machlokes over there was, whether something that breaks, are you considered a Poshehu? Rav Meir says, you are Poshehu because you should have foreseen this, you should have been careful, you should have fixed it up. So it's over here, in our case of the Shochet, he should have been more careful. So Shmuel is going according to Shita Rav Meir, and they're hocking him with the Shita of the Rabbanan. Next. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tabach Uman Shekilkel." If an expert butcher messes up, Chayev, he is Chayev to pay. Vafilu Hu Uman Kitabachet Tzipori. Even if he's such a mumcha that he's like the butchers of Tzipori, these guys were very careful. These were the best butchers. They were glot. They were badash. They were everything. So if something happens there, you would say it's an ones. Nevertheless, we say they're not, that they consider posheya and they have to pay. So the Gemara then says, "Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the Tabach Uman has to pay? The Ha'amar Rabbi Barachana, that Rabbi Barachana tell us, "Uvda Havikamed Rabbi Yochanan." A case came before Rabbi Yochanan, the Kenishta de Maon in the base Knesset, in the shul that was in the town of Maon. And I guess somebody messed up when they were shechting the chickens. The Amshal Shalom says were chickens. But Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Shochet. Zil Icy Raya de Mamchis Tanagolim, the Afterach, go bring me proof that you are an expert when it comes to shechting the chickens, and I'll potter you. So if he's an expert, he'll be potter. You just quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying an expert in Bichayev. So Mar says, Lo Kasha, Kan Bichinam, Kan Bisachar. In the Kanishta de Maon, we're dealing about where he was doing it gratis. He was doing it for free. He was doing it for free, and you're an expert, then you'll be potter. But Kan, where he said that you're Chayev, that's if you're doing it for pay. If you're doing it for pay, then even if you're an expert, then you, I guess it takes away the onus. You should have been really careful because getting paid. David, malpractice. That's what it basically is. So therefore, Kihad the Amar Abzera, similar to what Abzera said, Haroshi is Chayev lo Tabach, Yachmo Dinner. If you want your butcher to be Chayev in case he messes up, pay him up front. Give him $1, and now you're my butcher. Now he's taking a schar, and now if you mess up, you owe me. Okay. Very, very. So that's, I guess that's why the butchers got paid a lot of money, because there was high risk. There's a lot of risk. Right, then you have to pay them a higher rate. Okay. Now the Brice is going to bring another Brice. The Gemara is going to bring another Brice, where it's mashma that you have to pay the expert. That the expert would have to pay would be chayiv even if he's working for free. If he's working gratis. Meisve is a Brice of Mava Basra. Hamolich chitin letachon. Bring the wheat to the expert to grind. Okay, so you give it to the grinder. And he's supposed to do a process. I guess he doesn't do the process appropriately, and the wheat turns bad, basically. Velo lisason. He doesn't, I don't know, let me chew it. What?
Soak it.
He doesn't soak it. For asan subin, and therefore they become this bran. They don't become good, doesn't become good wheat. Oh, morson. Or they become morson. Or he gives kemach lenachtom. He gives the flour to the baker. For asan pasni polin. And he does it, he makes it, it falls apart, right? It doesn't make it the good bread.
So
right,
becomes
right. When the bread falls apart, it makes crumbs. So, behemo latabach, or he gives the animal to the butcher in order for him to shecht it, v'nibla, and he makes it into an avela. Chayev, he's chayev, mipnei shehu kin nose sachar, because we obligate him like a nose sachar. Kin nose sachar means he's not a nose sachar, but he's like a nosa sachar, meaning he has the obligations of someone's getting payment, even though he's not getting paid. Right. Seems to indicate you're chayiv if you don't get paid. So the Gemara says, just take out the cuff. The Gemara says, no, ema mipnei shehu nosa sachar. The reason why he's chayiv in that case exactly. Is because he is a nosa sachar, because he was taking payment. Meaning, had he not taken payment, he would not be obligated. Okay. Next. Okay, so basically now we're talking about hagrama. Hagrama is one of the five things that passels a shechita. I guess you sort of tip the knife, and you pull the knife out at the wrong spot. I'm not exactly sure. So ahu Magrum, we've got to go back to our Maseches Chulin, remember that? So who Magrum Mutah? So there was a Maisa by a Shochet that shechted, I guess he was shechting between the rings, with the rings of the neck, as opposed to the Karnaveshet, right. He shechted between the rings. And after he shechted most of it, I guess, he moves the knife, and he finishes he was shechting in the rings, and he moves the knife to be between the rings. So and therefore, I guess it's machlokes whether or not that's trade for not. But the also the kamei de Rav, so the shadow came before Rav v'tarfe, and he said that this behema is treif like the sheet of the chachamim. The patri le tabach and le shlomei demei, but he patered the butcher from paying the amount that he owes. So pogimei Rav Kahana Rav Asi v'gavra. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi bumped into this owner of the item who's now out the sheep, out the cow. And he's out the money. Amrulay, Avibach Rav Tarti. Rav basically made two contradictory psakim for you. You got messed up. You got one over. My Tarti. So what are the two things? They just said Tarti. Now the Gemara, Stam Gemara, is going to try to figure out what they were saying. So my Tarti. Elaim or Tarti the Gerusa. If you say their Kavanah means that they said to the owner of the behemoth that he passed in two ways wrong, and both ways wrong went against you, the Ibaile Lakshiri Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, number one, he should have passed like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and said this animal is kosher to begin with, and number, if it tafra Karabanan, nevertheless, he made a treif, and number two, if Inamik the Rabbanan, even if it was passed like Rabbanan, the Ibaile Chayub Tavcha, he should have obligated the butcher to pay you, so you lost on both ends, right? So the Gemara says, when we share the Meimar Kiyagavda, they can't do that. They would never have done that. How can you say that? V'atanya l'chashayetzi lo yomer ani mizakeh chavei rechayvin aval maaseh shachavei rubu alai v'al nez zed nam halach rochem gal asod. You can't go out after the case. You can't go out and say, oh, they said A, but I said B. They just got outvoted. You can't do that. I don't know why. Here it's different. Who says these guys were on the Beis Din? Maybe they said we would have passed them differently. And why is that? I don't know why it's the exact same case. Okay. Ella, the Gemara says, tartin malusa. He said, don't be upset. Don't be upset at what Rav did. He did two things good for you. Number one, delo uchla safek isura. This is a safek whether this item is us or not. This is a machlokas. So he said, don't eat it. He doesn't want to put you into a safek. Umenach misafek bezela. There's also a safek as whether or not he owes you money or not. And if he forces the guy to pay, maybe you're a thief because you're holding on to money that's not you. So yeah, you may be out. But olam hazeh, you're out to your animal and you're out to money, but don't worry. In a klap ishmai, you did a good thing because you're not violating, there's no suffix isser in your hands. Okay. Itmar, said in the base medrash, hamare dinar l'shulchani. Okay, back into the garmi issues. So I show I guess someone wants to give me a dinar, and I'm not sure whether this coin is that good currency or not. So I take the coin, and I go to the expert, to the money changer, and I say, is this a good coin? And he tells me, Hamaria dinar l'shulchani, and I guess he tells me that it's fine. V'nimsa ra. It turns out that when he goes to use it, it's not good. Nobody accepts it. Tani chada, so one brisa says that the shulchani is an umah, and he would be pater, and hejot chayiv. One tana says that depends on the umah. If the money changer is an expert, then he'd be pater. If the money changer is not an expert, what are he doing this for? He'd be chayiv. But Tani Idach, one brisa says, Bein Uman, Bein Hejot Chayiv. No matter what, he would be chayiv. So, you have a steer in the brisas. Amar Papa, Ki Tanya Uman Potter. When do we say that the Uman is Potter? Is Kigon, the Nanku, the Isur. These two guys, Danku and Isur, are the greatest mumchim. The Lot Zvich, the Nimer Klal. They know everything. They don't have to learn anything. They have all the information. Sagmar says, if they have all the information in front of you, how'd they make a mistake? So Ella of my toe.
The human.
So toe, that's a good answer. So toe b'siksa chadato. Tahishayte nafim to the siksa. Basically, the mistake was that at the moment the dinner was showed to them, that was good currency. Then when he went the next day, the currency was already bought. There's no days and eight. They changed the currency, so they were correct at the time, but then they were not. So that's the case where they would be potter. Okay.
So in the course of one day, it all changed?
Correct. 1 hour, or 1 minute, or 1 second. Hahu itisa the achze din nara l'Rabbi Chiya. So there's one case of this woman who showed the dinar to Rabbi Chiya in order for him to check whether or not it's good or not, and therefore she should accept it or not. V'amar la, Rabbi Chiya says ma'al yehu. He says, yeah, it's a good dinar. V'machar as l'kamei. Tomorrow she comes back. V'amar le achazise. V'amar li bishu v'lo kainafikle. They told me it's no good, and they won't take it from me. So amar le. So Rabbi Chiya says l'Rav. So Rabbi Chiya says to Rav, zil chafle nihila. I guess Rav says Talmud. He says go switch her matbeyot for one of my matbeyot. Uksov apinkasi din esek bish. and write to me that I just did a bad deal. I keep my in my checkbook, show that I gave out a dinner, and in the memo, right, I had a bad deal, meaning I was a bad deal because I lost the money. So the Gemara says, "Umayshna danku v'isa d'ptiri." Why would danku and isiru be putter? Mishtun d'lo tzorech l'migmar. They were such experts. Rav Chiya nami lo migmar gabayir. Rav Chiya was also such an expert. He should be putter. The Gemara says, "Rav Chiya lifnim mishirus hadin hu da'avad." Rav Chiya went lifnim mishirus hadin. Kid tani Rav Yosef. That even though he didn't have to, he'd have to go Mashur Sardin. So the Gemara brings the drasha of Yosef. We'll finish with this, that there's a mitzvah to be Mashur Sardin. Then Rav Yosef, the Torah's pasuk says, is when Yisro gave advice to Moshe, he says, V'odat lehem asaderach asher yelchul, asaderach yelchul bo, v'ezmaise asher yasun, v'odat lehem ze beis chayem, I mean, Rav says you have to learn Torah, asaderach zog milis chasadim, the young have to do milis chasadim, yelchul ze bikur cholim, yelchul means go, it's a bikur cholim, Charlie here, then if you could do Bikur Cholim on the phone, it seems like Bikur Cholim, you have to go somewhere, right? Baz or Kfura, Esa Mais is a din, Asher Yasun, Zolif Nimashur is a din, that there's a mitzvah to do, Mashur Lif Nimashur is a din. Tosha just goes through a little bit, is that when do you say Mashur is a din or not, when do you say it's foolish, when do you say Mashur is a din. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.